Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Richie Rich would say.
Captain's Log, stardate 7/17/2022. I said that wrong compared to the way I normally say that.
Sounded good.
But hey, whatever.
You're the captain.
This is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
What are you doing?
I'm turning around, and but yes, part of the job of the first chair host is to occasionally press some buttons and turn some dials. Whether or not I get them right, I guess, you know, only the folks listening will be able to tell us. But, yeah, every now and again, you gotta make a little adjustment. So,
sounds great.
So you do a great job, Captain.
Hey, thanks, man. I don't know if I actually do, but... we're doing a radio show, I guess. So
yeah,
here we are.
So. Yeah.
It's the Abnormal Sunday Crew. Right? We haven't had the actual Normal Sunday Crew for quite some time.
Is this the Normal Sunday Crew?
This is the Abnormal Sunday Crew.
Oh, it's the Abnormal.
Because you're the you're the third Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
I think that's
part-time.
Yeah. You're like the substitute teacher.
Right. Anything goes.
So we're going to watch a movie?
He's going to roll in the AV cart with the top-load VHS player, and we're going to watch a cartoon that was produced in 1963.
The dinosaur has the brain the size of a...
We'll fight over who gets to turn the film strip whenever the cassette goes beep.
Yeah.
And it lets you
be
know
kind,
that
rewind.
That it's your turn to... I'm showing my age here.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to do something different tonight because we have this bit from fee.org, and it is 12 truth bombs from Milton Friedman. If you don't know who Milton Friedman is, I will tell you.
Good.
He's an American economist. He rose to prominence in the second half of the 20th century as one of the leading critics of the prevailing economic theories of John Maynard Keynes. His economic philosophies are known as Keynesian
economics.
Keynesianism, and they are wrong, in my opinion. I won't.
And we'll find out.
Yeah. Anyway, his mixed economy model became the standard, this is Keynes, for many developed nations during and after the World War II era. Friedman was born in Brooklyn to a Jewish family of modest means in 1912. He distinguished himself scholastically at a young age. After graduating high school at age 16, he attended Rutgers University, where he studied math and economics. He continued his education at the University of Chicago, where he received an MA in economics and would ultimately retire in 1977 after more than 30 years of teaching, a year after receiving the Nobel Prize for his contributions to economic science. So the dude is revered. He won a Nobel Prize for economics. So.
I mean, he was out of the high school at 16?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's pretty smart.
Smart dude. Friedman continued writing and speaking publicly through various mediums, magazine columns and television, academic journals, and newspaper op-eds until his death in 2006. So I figured, well, there's 12 of these things, and we have 12 segments in a show, 4 per hour.
Wow.
I mean, I couldn't have asked for them to write a better article. I just thought we'd lead each.
Yeah, it sounds like you're good at math, too.
Well, thank you, Milton Friedman, for showing me the way. Yeah, because Keynesian, they'd be like, oh, I don't know if we have enough to do 12 or whatever, right? We have to multiply 12 times the amount of hosts that are here minus
the
listeners.
The show.
And then the state would have to approve it after you buy your license. All right, so without further ado. The Economist, that's a publication, has described Friedman as a giant among economists and the most influential economist of the second half of the 20th century. And so, number one of the 12 things he said to serve as food for thought.
Whoa, are we starting with number 12 and then going to number one? Like counting up, or we're just counting down?
We're just going to go one through 12.
Okay.
1 through 12.
Okay,
yes.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's not like the top 5 at 5. I'm the I'm not. Here's your long distance dedication.
And now, number 1.
Well, we just want to make this really complicated.
Are you guys sure you're not Keynesian? It's kind of what Keynesian economics
We're wasting time here.
Number 1. Underlying most arguments against the free market is a lack of belief in freedom itself.
Sounds legit.
True. I would say true.
I mean, it has to be, because we don't even have a free market in what is supposed to be the freest country in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Which we know it isn't. It's the largest empire in the world. The market itself is anything but free. You know where you can find a relatively free market?
I do not know.
Garage sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I love a good garage sale.
And you have to pay with cash. So when the cash goes away, then they're going to start taxing garage sales, like with the central bank currency.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, we've done stories about, like, you know, the man will show up at a garage sale and be like, oh, you can't sell that.
Right. And then you'll get a 1099 saying that you made more than $600 on stuff that you've already purchased with taxable.
And taxed, with money that you've earned, that you've been taxed on
exactly,
already.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, you know. We've done stories about lemonade stands.
Right.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, where the cops come and harass little kids.
Do you have a tax
permit?
Yeah, sales and use permit?
Yeah. No, sir. I'm 6.
Yeah. These lemons aren't registered with the Board of Lemon Distribution.
Right.
You can't use these in your lemonade. I'm afraid we're going to have to confiscate those, and then they take them home, and then have their own kids make lemonade and sell it out on their front lawn or whatever. So, yes, definitely, underlying most arguments against the free market is a lack of belief in freedom itself. I maintain that there is a huge portion of the population of the United States that does not believe in freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Unfortunately.
82%?
82%?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I was about to say the majority of it.
Yeah. Like, the overriding attitude when you start speaking to people about freedom, their first reaction is, oh, yeah, I'm American. I'd love freedom. And then you go, okay, well, have you noticed how much you don't actually have? What do you mean? And then you start laying it out for them. Well, we just did the bit about taxes, right?
Right?
So you start laying that out for them. They're like, oh, well, but without taxes.
Who's going to pave the roads?
And how would we protect ourselves from foreign invasion? And, like, all of the... To us, as libertarians, anarchists, freedom-oriented people, voluntarists, whatever you want to call us.
Free thinkers.
We've heard all of these arguments, and we know they're ridiculous, because there are solutions for every one of them, and you're not going to see them. The rest of the United States, the rest of the world is not going to see them, because the government claims monopoly on these products and services. They don't allow competition, period. If the police in my town do a crappy job of security, too bad, pay up or go to jail. And if you don't want to go to jail, they purport the authority to shoot you if you don't like it.
That's right.
So, yeah, there is no free market. Can either of you name a thing that you've purchased in your entire life that wasn't somehow attached or regulated by government?
That sounds incriminating. I choose not to answer this question.
Okay. Most people...
Am I legally required to answer that question?
You are not.
Am I being detained?
Am I free to go?
Wait, let me see if I can... You're detained now. Okay.
Hey!
Yeah, the captain's got the cough button.
Don't cut my mic.
I got mute buttons. Also, no mic drops. I just want to say this equipment's expensive.
Yeah,
also a little difficult to disassemble, but just... You know,
you're right.
I just want to say the equipment is sensitive.
Well, if the people who drop the mic have never paid for the mic,
that's a good point.
This is often the case. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody do a mic drop where they owned the mic.
What about the rock and roll guys, the smashing the guitars?
That's a little different than a mic drop. And usually with the smashing of the guitars, those are staged. Don't ruin this for me.
$100 guitar.
No, I've seen where they literally perforate the guitar before the show. So it kind of looks like the guitar that the guy was just playing, but you know, they hand him a fake guitar at the last end of the song or whatever, that kind of thing. And so when they go to smash it, it just smashes easily because they've perforated it already.
I would have been fine not knowing that. Just ruined that for me.
You're welcome. And I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry and you're welcome.
It's all right. I like to know the truth. It was good for me.
Did you know that when you see all the big speaker cabinets at concerts that a whole bunch of them are empty?
Really?
Oh, don't ruin it for us, Captain.
Ruining your musical experience here on Free Talk Live. More coming up, 603-283-6160.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And we're back!
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We're a live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich. Oh, I mean, Nikki Sunshine.
Gosh, Richie, I've really never said this to a man before. No, I'm just kidding.
Where's your Bitcoin shirt?
Under this dress.
You look different shaved.
I clean up well.
You've gotten your hair done? The whole nine yards.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this story from Fee, which is 12 truth bombs. According to Milton Friedman, the Nobel Prize-winning economist. And number one was basically saying the underlying most arguments against the free market is a lack of belief in freedom itself, and I think we covered that pretty well. I don't think there is a whole lot of people who value freedom in the United States. If you are one of these persons... and you want to move to a place where there are other people who value freedom as much, if not more, than you, consider relocating to New Hampshire as part of the freedom migration. You can find out all about that over at the freestateproject.org. And there's a whole bunch of other things that you can check out. You can check out 101reasonsfilm.com for 101 reasons to move if you're into that kind of thing. So we're going to kick off every segment with another one of these truth bombs from Milton Friedman. So number two, I'm in favor of legalizing drugs. According to my value system, if people want to kill themselves, they have every right to do so. Most of the harm that comes from drugs is because they are illegal.
Also, most drugs aren't really harmful. Most drugs won't kill you. Like LSD probably won't kill you. Mushrooms, weed.
Yeah.
You know, there's some things like heroin and meth and crack. Those things could definitely kill you, but not unless you have excessive use. You know, mm-hmm. if you like smoke crack once, it's very unlikely that you're just going to die.
And like the legal one is right,
prescription opioids.
Yeah,
those will kill you.
That's legal.
I'm talking about alcohol, right?
You know,
that one will kill you.
Right,
right. But
kills way more people than the other drugs.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know that there has ever been anyone who's overdosed on marijuana. I don't know. I know plenty of people who do plenty of marijuana or have done plenty of marijuana. Right. And like I, one time, like I had joined a band and like my drummer's girlfriend or somebody brought over a killer joint and it was like some of the best weed I've ever had, even to this day. And I kind of got a little dizzy. I'd been drinking already and like, you know, that when you combine the two, it's a little, you know, and so I had to lay down for a minute. It was that potent. But, like, I didn't OD.
You can't OD on pot.
So
I think you would just get so stupid you wouldn't know how to light the joint.
But I think the bigger point is that the violence found in, we'll call it the drug industry, for lack of a better term, because it's all underground, right? The illegal drugs, right? Not the over-the-counter stuff, not the prescription stuff. But even including that, it is the entity most folks refer to as the government that brings the violence to these situations. It's, as far as the prescription and over-the-counter stuff, it's the regulations involved with, oh, you got to have a license, mm-hmm. and you can't sell too much of that, and, you know, they don't want people making bathtub cranks, so they got to track how many Sudafeds are sold, or whatever it is, right? And then with regards to, we'll call them illegal drugs or the black market drugs, there's been one thing that has reduced the violence in black market drugs more than all of the law enforcement agencies combined, more than all of the legislation combined worldwide, and that was the Silk Road. That was Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road. He took the violence out of buying and selling drugs.
Well, and you know what? There's also been countries and certain cities that have decriminalized drug use, and they saw crime rates go way down.
Yes. And that's time and time and time and time again. But the legislators don't want to admit that. They don't want to be like, oh, we were wrong and we shouldn't have made all these stupid laws that bring violence into people's lives, when they're just trying to like find a little escape from their lives, when they're trying to be recreational about it.
But when you take the drugs from the drug dealers and now the government is dispensing the stuff. Who's worse?
I mean,
Well, that's the thing. They want a monopoly on drug addiction.
Yes.
And the violence that goes with it.
Right.
I don't know.
They want the control over the situation, or at least to be able to exert the violence. They're the only entity bringing the violence. If it wasn't for government, drug cartels, at least the as they operate in the United States, as gang, they would just be turned into businesses.
Right.
Like legit businesses. You'd see like pop-ups, you'd see storefronts, you know, like you do with marijuana, where it's been legalized in a whole bunch of states now. Massachusetts, Washington, Colorado were the first couple to go, and there's been, you know, I don't know, a dozen or so that have followed in their footsteps, and there's more coming. But what happens in those areas is, yes, it's still highly regulated, but people open a store.
And they pay taxes.
You can go online and be like, oh, I'd like some Kush, and I'd like some Purple Durple, and I'd like some, oh, do you sell accessories? Oh, you got edibles? I want some chocolates too, right?
And don't forget the sales tax with that.
Okay, but my point is that when you legalize it, you take the violence out of it, right?
The criminal.
So what I don't like is these states that are making it legal and regulating the crap out of it. In Washington State alone, they are taxed close to 50% at every level. So the growers, they're taxed almost 50%.
That's crazy.
The distributors are taxed almost 50%. And then the retail stores themselves are taxed at almost 50%. And if you run one of those three businesses, you cannot be involved in the other two. So if you're a grower, wow, you can't be a retailer or a distributor. If
a distributor, so the government doesn't want a monopoly?
They don't want, no, they want to monopolize the segregation of these businesses. Wow. What they don't want is somebody growing, being their own, self-distributing, and then selling their own thing, which, why not? What's wrong with that? If I own, you know, 20 acres of land, and I have no use for my land, and I want to grow a profitable crop, why can't I grow my own? Why can't I have some sort of a manufacturing facility in my garage?
Roadside stand?
Roll my own joints and sell them on the side of the road, like they do tomatoes and squash.
Exactly. Come to the farmer's market. Have a bushel.
Right?
Why not, right? Why can't you have a guy selling weed at the farmer's market, right?
Yeah.
Set up a stand at the flea market, right? Or the carnival or whatever, right? You know, who cares? Why is none of that allowed?
It must be the taxes, the control.
Both.
Control and taxes.
So I just looked up from prisonpolicyinitiative.org. Mm-hmm. 1 in 5 people incarcerated are locked up for a drug-related offense.
Yes.
So 1 in 5.
Yeah. And how much does that cost to keep those people there?
A lot.
$36,000, $40,000,
$50,000
a year.
$40,000 a year per person. Yeah, so the next time your legislators want to cry that they don't have enough money to do something, tell them to let some of these drug offenders out of jail and recoup that money. 603-283-6160. Coming up, more of the 12 truth bombs from Milton Friedman, plus your calls. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus concerns continue with the virus's latest Omicron subvariant referred to as BA5. According to CDC data, as of earlier this month, the highly transmissible subvariant is considered responsible for more than half of the nation's new COVID cases. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha tells ABC's This Week what's being learned about the latest strain.
We're still seeing protection against infection. I mean, obviously, protection against serious illness is still preserved, and that's the good news. But we're still seeing some protection against infection, but not as much. This is that immune evasive nature of this virus. So if you got your booster, let's say, last November or December, you don't have as much protection against this virus as you'd like.
Australia's Cameron Smith won the British Open. This is USA Radio News. As the humanitarian crisis at the southern border continues, Texas and Arizona have taken an apparent stand against the Biden administration's border policies by busing illegal immigrants to the nation's capital. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser expresses her concerns over the situation.
I worked with the White House to make sure that FEMA provided a grant to a local organization that is providing services to folks. But I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
A Casper Star Tribune poll released Friday of the Wyoming House Republican primary found that Harriet Hagman is beating Representative Liz Cheney 52-30%. Hagman is a candidate that former President Donald Trump is supporting. USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
You should do it in like the style of the Flock of Seagulls, like, and we're back again today.
All right, we'll change it up.
Next time.
Yeah, just pop
Nicky's
in my...
He's got the next one.
So. I don't have the, you know, that Flock of Seagulls hairdo.
I used to have one.
That little, like, one wing hanging over
right,
the front
yeah.
of his face, like, kind of a thing.
Like a Vito's peak.
Okay, those of you watching over at video.freetalklive.com might be able to see Nicky trying
Maybe. To
loosely imitate the Flock of Seagulls guy. But anyway, yeah. We are back, and it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, if you want to call, is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the 12 truth bombs from Milton Friedman, and we'll get back to that in just a minute. You can talk about whatever's on your mind. If you know, you're bored with this, you don't like, you know, whatever, or you want to talk about something important to you, feel free to call 603-283-6160. And I also have to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. And when you do that, you're going to find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you are already knowledgeable about crypto, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Visit Bitcoin.com. And I want to give a shout-out to Jamie Redmond. I'm not paid to say this at all. He's just my favorite writer over at news.bitcoin.com. I really like his content, and so should you.
Don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me not to tell you what to do.
Wait. All right.
The captain continues.
Oh, does he? Oh, right. We're doing a thing. Forgot. It's top of the segment. Thanks for keeping me on my COVID toes. Those of you listening at home, you don't know why we're laughing about COVID toes, but COVID toes is a thing, and we'll let Nikki tell you about that in a minute. But first, number three from Milton Friedman's Truth Bombs. With some notable exceptions, businessmen favor free enterprise in general, but are opposed to it when it comes to themselves.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
With some notable exceptions, businessmen favor free enterprise in general, but they're opposed to it when it comes to themselves. That is from a lecture titled The Suicidal Impulse of the Business Community. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to guess that he's implying the phenomena we see where a bunch of businesses get together and try to lobby the government to stifle some other form of business. We saw this with the taxi companies versus Uber
right?
When that came out. I had a story for show prep. And let me see if I can find it real quick. I don't remember.
Well, and you know what? All that does is keep the rest of society down. So if other industries and other businesses aren't able to constantly develop and change, and because Uber was great.
Yes.
Uber gave people exactly what they wanted. It was an easy-to-use interface. It was a ton of drivers for Uber. When I need an Uber, I go on my phone, and somebody comes in like 5 minutes to pick me up.
Yeah. If you live in a highly populated area, sometimes it's so quick, you're just like, really, they're here already? Like, I barely hit send. And
yeah.
I'm like, yep, we're here. I'm like, well,
like,
really?
I'm not even ready.
Like, geez, man, let me finish my beer. Speaking of beer, I have a story from Reason. New Jersey cracks down on breweries for hosting trivia nights and serving food.
Oh.
How dare these breweries host trivia nights and serve food? What is wrong with them? So this is exactly the same thing as the Uber and the taxi thing that we were talking about.
Oh, this is the businessmen who want free markets, but not really.
So in New Jersey, regular bars, that is booze serving bars, right? They serve whiskey, for example, amongst
Diet
other
booze,
beers.
Yep.
They've been hosting trivia nights and serving food forever. There's a difference between a bar and a brewery, right? So the microbrew wave has hit New Jersey to an extent that the bar owners now are seeing some of their clientele disappear because they're going to these microbrews.
Right, they don't like the freedom.
Well, step your game up then.
Yeah, instead of innovating, instead of making their pitch more compelling, why should you come to my bar? Oh, instead, maybe we should do different things than trivia nights or serving food. Maybe we'll up our game a little bit or innovate in some way, shape, or form to make it interesting. No, they're not going to do any of that. They're going to lobby government to restrict breweries from hosting trivia nights and serving food.
Going to have a license to have a trivia night. You don't have your license to have a trivia night?
I'm sorry, sir. You're operating an unlicensed trivia night. I'm sorry. You're not licensed to serve these burgers here at your brewery, despite the fact that you paid for your kitchen, had it inspected, got the license for all that. You had to get the license to serve the beer anyway.
Right.
You know, but no, sorry. Sorry. Some people over here, a group of them got together and they said, hey, government, will you make it more difficult for us to do business? And they said yes.
You know what? No, you know what they did? Hey, government, here's some money. Can you destroy this person's business?
Right. The lobby did it.
And then government was like, sure, we like money.
It's like, you know how all this works, Nikki.
I've seen it.
You are prophetic. Not pathetic, prophetic, as in like a prophet.
Thank you.
P-R-O-P-H-E-T, not P-R-O-F-I-T. Although we do find value. So, yeah, with some notable exceptions, businessmen favor free enterprise in general, but are opposed to it when it comes to themselves. Because they want to be the guy. They want to be the monopoly, generally speaking. And that's because of the way corporations are. And what do I mean by that? Well, corporations only exist because of government. Otherwise, you would have a family business or some other form of organization, right? Used to be before corporations existed, you would see all sorts of, like, family stuff that was passed down from generation to generation, skills that were passed down. You know,
there were no shareholders.
There were none.
Right.
There were cooperative things, like everybody would pitch in and do, like, oh, you're skilled at this, you're skilled. Hey, let's work together and let's make a product or a service and let's, you know, make some money and do that. What the free market actually brings is the ability for you to create wealth while serving your fellow man. That's all the free market is. That's all that it does. Instead of, like, you know, robbing them or, you know, killing them and taking their stuff, you know, conquering certain nations of people and calling it your own, you know, that kind of a thing. That's not necessary with a free market, because now you can just invent a product or a service, or you don't even have to invent one. You can just take one that exists and go, you know what?
We're improving it.
I really don't like the way most of the businesses do X, and I think I can do it better. I'm going to organize my own group of people, and we're going to go out, and we're going to sell this thing. We're going to do it better, because I think we have a better way. You've innovated. That's all innovation is. You just figured out a way to do it better.
Right.
Now, it's up to the rest of the market to compete with you, if they're going to, assuming that your way is actually better. You know, maybe you figure out a way to make it less expensive, or to make it, you know, the quality improve, or something along those lines. Maybe you find a way to combine two different products or services together, and now it's just one big offering, and that reduces the cost because you've reduced your overhead, all that kind of a thing. So it's entirely possible to do, but this knee-jerk reaction that businesses have to sort of, my business is suffering because they're taking my business. I'm going to cry to government and make them point guns at other people. Like, just stop that. Just stop. I'm tired of reading about it, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll continue to do so, but only because, like, it's stupid. It is so stupid. Like, did you guys not learn anything growing up?
Well, what's the golden rule? Treat others the way you want to be treated.
Do unto others.
I wouldn't want someone to rat me out to the government or, you know, try to make my business more difficult. We're all just trying to make a living. We're all just trying to do our best. So,
yeah.
You know, if you're going to do that to other people, next time it's your turn to, you know,
yeah.
Get your...
And there's all sorts of things that, like... Especially in New Jersey with these bars and breweries, like they could cooperate together and do all sorts of things, you know, if they wanted to do,
or
organize bar hops so everybody gets a share of the business, right? Yeah. Sponsor some buses or something like that to take people around so nobody's driving drunk, et cetera, and so on.
There are solutions.
Innovate, up your game, stop crying to government. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
Back we are, and Live Talk Free. 061-638-2306.
What?
I just read the phone number backwards. I said Free Talk Live backwards. Live Talk Free. Anyway, if you're listening to this program, it's called Free Talk Live. I don't want to, like, not brand the show properly, even though I did. Sorry.
You're fired.
The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And as foretold by the prophecy, we will read number 4 in the 12 Truth Bombs from Milton Friedman. Number 4, it's a moral problem that government is making into criminals people who may be doing something you and I don't approve of, but who are doing something that hurts nobody else.
Well, that's a truth bomb.
It certainly is, and it is a moral problem that... You know, the government can just, and, like, they don't even have to pass a law anymore. Everybody's doing these executive orders, right? Executive orders. You hear about the president doing them all the time. You know, I first started hearing about it, Obama. Like, I was like, what's an executive order, right? And then every president since, and the number of executive orders have increased. Now governors are doing it. They did it with the COVID thing. All the governors who did, like, the mask mandates and the lockdowns are like, boy, executive order, you cannot leave your house anymore. You must call Domino's only.
Right.
Or whatever it is.
His Excellency Ned Lamont from Connecticut.
I do have to say, from a market perspective, that during the whole lockdown thing, that Domino's was on top of their S. Right, they were on it. They increased bandwidth to their website and their mobile apps. They developed they developed a little pedestal thing they make out of cardboard. They fold it up so that it's not, like, actually sitting on the ground or, like, on your deck or on your, you know, whatever. So, like, the pizza is up off the ground to keep critters or keep it from laying in a puddle or grass, that, when they leave it at your door. Because what they would do is you know, put your pizza, your order on top of one of these pedestals, ring your doorbell, and leave. Kind of like a ding-dong ditch.
Right? Yeah. So.
Well, the grease would probably soak right through and get onto your porch.
When governments, do an executive order, pass some legislation that say, oh, you can't do this anymore. People have already been doing it, right? Like, we'll take guns, for example. Oh, can't have bump stocks anymore. Right, so now you've taken a whole bunch of people who already own bump stocks and made them into criminals just by waving your pen. And that is wrong. Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We have David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, the point of this call is exposing government. And I'm going to use a professional...
I don't know that I want to be exposed by anybody in government or exposed to anybody in government. You know what I mean? Like, are you talking trench coats, bathrobes, smoking jackets? What are we talking?
Cool. Joe Monahan's newmexico.blogspot.com. As I was saying, Joe Monahan was a professional reporter in New Mexico for a career, I believe. Friday, March 3rd, 2006 is the dateline on the first of two articles. This article is titled Tarnished Jewel. Can Big Bill Save This Cabinet Secretary? Should he? Exclusive and new details on a special edition Friday blog. And so I'm going to use this as a guide. We're not going to get through it before you time me out. And so I'll pick up where I left off next time. The plot thickened Thursday in the Tommy Jewel. This is Judge Tommy Jewel.
Sorry. When you said polished jewels, I had a different thing in mind.
Right, like testicles that some cute little girl is polishing.
Well, you mentioned Bill. I was thinking Clinton. Didn't he have his jewels polished in the White House?
Yeah, I believe that Bill got oral sex by Monica Lewinsky, a nice Jewish girl, in the bathroom of the Oval Office, if you want to picture that. There's pictures of the bathroom on the side of the Oval Office on the Internet. You should look at it.
Wasn't it called the Oral Office after that? Anyway, go on with your article.
Yeah, I want to talk about fellatio some more in the Oval Office bathroom. The plot thickened Thursday in the Tommy Jewel. This is Judge Tommy Jewel, who is the husband of Judge Angela Jewel, who less than a year after this article illegally trafficked my children, and I never saw them again, and I proved that she illegally trafficked them in a win at the New Mexico Court of Appeals, a unanimous win. Continuing Judge Tommy Jewel saga with the woman who was involved in the 1999 domestic violence case in which Jewel was named. So, yes, Judge Tommy Jewel had a domestic violence allegation made against him and was charged by law enforcement, and it ended up in court, and then there was a bunch of monkey business that occurred, including...
Monkeypox?
Pardon?
Monkeypox?
Yeah, monkeypox. That's, you know, when gay men have anal sex. That's how that gets transmitted. Did you know that?
I didn't, but you know what else occurs to me? The phrase family jewels now has a different meaning. If you're talking about the jewel family.
Family jewels, that's typically the male genitalia, especially the testicles hanging down below the penis. That's typically the family jewels, right, Captain?
Hey, thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it. 603-283-6160. That's the phone number here.
You know, I appreciate his passion about trying to expose the government. I really do. But he does waste time. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you're not going to give me enough time, but I'm going to complain about that instead of just saying what I want to say. It's not really helping.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Nice. Are you a musician?
No. Uh-oh. Well, failed musician.
He's a poet, and he didn't even know it.
It's about time you made a rhyme.
Yeah.
Three rhymes in a row from the host here at Free Talk Live. I feel for David in his plight that he has gone through with the family court. I have sympathy for him. He even won his case and still got no actual justice. Right?
So terrible.
So it is a very typical outcome for family court, much less, most of regular court most Americans are familiar with. The trouble is that most of the people in the United States, at least, get their information about the court system and how it all works from
television.
And movies, right? And it isn't until they actually start to get effed by the system that they have to go through this rapid learning process, and they become very frustrated very quickly. The government then, of course, ups their game, right? So whatever trouble they got into, the government comes down and says, okay, not only are you in this trouble, but you're also facing X, Y, Z, P, D, Q, and 1, right. 2, and
so
3
plead
as
guilty.
Well. So, yeah, we'll...
A minor charge.
We'll go lenient on you if you sign this confession, basically.
Right.
It's the nuts and
bolts. Or we'll escalate the whole situation.
Yeah. So they just throw so many things at you that you just want this attack by bureaucrats to be over.
and you'll take the lesser charge and just walk away.
So, yes. And while it's true, David annoys our listeners to a point, you know, there are some folks who, you know, chat about it whenever he calls and that kind of thing. It is Free Talk Live. I am going to let him call. I am going to let him say things. Now, it depends on my level of tolerance for the day, or, like, he has better days and worse days himself. He's a human being,
yeah.
Right? You know, so it's going to kind of depend on that. If you want to call 603-283-6160 and tell us your thoughts about David or, you know, how you think you can help him, feel free to do so. You know, and to his, I'm not going to defend the guy, but to his credit, he does go above and beyond when it comes to not saying the things you aren't supposed to say. He walks the line, but he does a pretty good job. So.
You know what? I have a piece of advice. If you want to be on the air for longer durations of time, you just have to be interesting.
Be interesting.
Have something cool to talk about. Have something new. Have something fresh. Like, if you get us engaged and we can have a good discussion, we will keep you on the entire segment. You know, if it's still good, but if it's the same stuff and if you're, you know, like walking that FCC line where we're like, we might have to drop you.
It's true.
Did we get to number? We got to number four.
We
right?
did.
Are we still on schedule with these?
We are. Yes. Okay, number four was: it's a moral problem that the government is making into criminals people who may be doing something you and I don't approve of, but are doing something that hurts nobody else. Now, the heart of this is really the non-aggression principle, right? Libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, whatever you want to call freedom-loving people who are aware of the non-aggression principle, this is where it all starts for them. This is the foundation. And that is, I don't care what you do as long as you're not harming somebody or damaging their property.
Right. It's like the victimless crime.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Number four, yeah.
Number four was that. It is victimless crime, non-aggression principle. He just says it in a different way.
No, he's a smart guy.
Smart guy. He's an economist.
Get him a Nobel Prize or something.
603-283-6160. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up next.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.